a special good evening to each one of you who have joined us tonight for our Help and Hope program, Help and Hope for Families, a radio and podcast ministry to encourage and build up families. I'm Tim Tucker on the Family Life Affiliate staff here in the Pittsburgh area. And I'd like to welcome back to our microphones, no stranger to our microphones, are Scott and Catherine Mercer
for
our Pittsburgh Family Life team, and Tom and Pam Jones. Tom is an associate pastor and a licensed Christian counselor, and Pam is a real estate agent in the Pittsburgh area. So welcome back, everyone, once again.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Tim, for having us.
You know, I think, Tom, our wives definitely have the right, not radio face, but TV face. But I'm afraid you and I, we don't qualify on the radio face.
I didn't know where you were going with that, Scott, so I didn't know if I could follow you or not.
But we're lining up.
We're lining up now.
You guys didn't know we're doing YouTubes next year?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Time to get in shape.
Not good.
Tom, summarize a little bit. This will be our third podcast on the problems the stepfamilies face and the resources to help. Give us a brief synopsis of what we've talked about.
Absolutely. And this is the, I was thinking as we were getting ready to start discussing this today, you know, we can choose to look at this as struggles or we can look at it as opportunities to grow.
Yes.
I think it's a great opportunity to grow, and I think this is a great opportunity. It just hit me, actually. This is also a great opportunity for parents in these blended families to teach the children how to love well in challenging circumstances. Mm-hmm. But what we've talked about blended families and some of the opportunities to grow that they experience, mm-hmm. such as disciplining, different beliefs, and step-parents, step-grandparents, holidays, shared time, custody. And, of course, a lot of that stuff is set in place by the court. But just really what we've talked about is the challenges, again, the opportunities to grow that a blended family might experience.
Mm-hmm. So, Scott, give us some more advice on how stepfamily, how they can blend, how they can do that crock-potting.
We are living in an interesting time. Mm-hmm. Because as I've observed, there are many couples who aren't even necessarily married.
Absolutely.
And they have children.
Absolutely.
And they're moving from partner to partner. And I don't know if I'm speaking to anyone out there right now who's listening, but I do know that in our culture today, there are many people who are disillusioned by the concept of marriage, but still want to have a family and trying to define what that looks like. And they're moving from partner to partner. And I want to provide a message of hope to anyone and everyone. Mm-hmm. We said last week, we are all equal at the foot of the cross.
Sure.
None of us brings perfection into a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all of us have our things and our issues. And so I want to just encourage folks who are in a relationship or trying to make the most of a relationship, and it may be difficult circumstances, there is hope out there.
Mm-hmm.
The hope is found in the person of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we also have an event such as the Weekend to Remember, which brings couples together, and you don't have to be married to attend our event. You can be considering, you know, engagement, if you will, considering marriage. We want to encourage any couple that is considering how to take that next step in investing in relationship to come to our event, our Weekend to Remember. It's happening this fall in September at the Marriott North, Pittsburgh Marriott North in Cranberry Township. And it's just a fun time to get away from the usual distractions of life, including technology and television and people, because we're bringing a woman and a man together to talk about the reality of relationship. And if that sounds exciting to you as you're listening to us as we talk, that's a great investment to help you know, is this the relationship I want to? And from our perspective as Family Life staff, this is the most important relationship on this earth. Above earth is God. That's number one. But number two is this relationship we have with a significant other.
Mm-hmm.
And we would just want to encourage you to consider attending our Weekend Remember.
You know, I think that's really good, Scott. We are no excuse for tools in our culture today.
Absolutely.
Practically speaking, we can add things like date night. And we're talking to married and remarried couples here. We need to set apart time from the job, from the phones, from the sports event. I'm not saying those things aren't good, but date nights and connection points that connect us. One of the practices Scott and I have is evening meal together with a little devotional time and prayer. On Saturday mornings, we absolutely love to have some excellent coffee and extend.
I look forward to that. I start talking about that on Monday.
Yeah, you do.
Saturday, I'm looking forward to it.
Saturday coffee.
Friday night, I'm ecstatic. I'm over the moon. You can't stop me. Sorry.
That's okay.
You must have had some this morning.
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did.
Two cups today.
But you get a chance to talk about God's word, pray together, connect. You know, often we think date night has to be out of the house. It doesn't have to be out of the house. It can be just together.
When we had little kids, date night was a cup of ice cream watching the 10 o'clock news.
Yeah, exactly. Spend time, you know. Love languages, right, Scott?
Yeah, I come from, I'm sorry, Catherine, but I come from a family situation. My parents divorced when I was 12. And as I look at some of these practical ways of trying to blend, there was so much missing in my life and in the relationship I had with my mom and my dad. I didn't see my dad. When my parents split up at 12, I didn't see him again for 4 years.
Wow.
And then I saw him once, and I didn't see him again for another 5 years.
Wow.
And one
time in 9 years.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he didn't attend our wedding. And I remember at 12 years old, I prayed in my bed because my dad was an abuser. He was an alcoholic, and he abused his whole family. And I remember praying in my bed, God, please see that my parents separate and divorce. Here we're going into a blended situation. I mean, I knew that was coming, possibly.
Yeah.
And then I remember praying, God, I don't ever want to experience this in my own life and family. If I have, so I prayed that God would invite me to bring me to a woman that would bring a woman to me that I could spend the rest of my days with and not have divorce be a part of our experience.
Absolutely.
Thank God he chose to answer that prayer and he provided Catherine my life. But
yeah. Well, those are the things which are very personal, and thank you for sharing those, Scott. That we want to encourage folks that it doesn't have to get to that point.
Right.
There are ways we can work with licensed biblical counselors like you, Tom, pastors and pastoral couples, reading books and having resources at our fingertips. Really, Ron Deal with Family Life, his Blended and Blessed website. If you have not checked out blendedandblessed.com, I cannot encourage you enough to do that. You will have more radio messages, podcasts, videos, books if you'd like to order that, particularly his Smart Step Family. There is so much there for you. We are at a time we have this all available to us. Recently, Family Life had their annual Blended and Blessed live stream event, and that material is also available for you as well. So we have so much offered that can encourage you folks.
Yeah, there's no excuse for us. We have plenty of information. It's really down to our will to try and do something.
What do we want to do to make things better?
You know, one of the things that I feel we have in our culture, I feel as though we've sort of lost the art of, is just talking. Social media, we have so much entertainment that we really don't have to communicate a lot. We know how to fight, but I feel like I'm afraid we have lost the art of communicating. One of the things that Pam and I really enjoy doing is just driving down the road. Now, with gas prices as they are currently, that's a bit of a deterrent. But
time
Pam
to hitch the horse and buggy.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Get out of the car, get on the horse.
But just spend time driving down the road, being together and talking. She and I have had some very heartfelt conversations driving down the road and talking. One of the things that I really work with in my practice is helping people identify the actual emotion they're experiencing and understanding how they're responding to that. I'm going back to it again, the prefrontal cortex. We talk, we communicate in the prefrontal cortex, we fight in the emotions. And it's a process of learning to recognize that and staying in a healthy place.
I know we said this last week, Tom, but you have some experience dealing with blending families.
Mm-hmm.
And so could you give us your information for somebody out there listening who's saying, I'm in a really stuck situation, it's a bad world for me, I need to talk to somebody.
Sure. Can reach me at 724-672-3670. That's 724-672-3670. 3670, or I can be reached by email at tj1162@gmail.com.
And some other helpful things that might be helpful, too, for a blended family, any family, really, marriage, is to have a regular family meeting time together for discussions on the hard topics you're going to be encountering in your marriage. Have that family devotional time together where you can read the Bible together and pray for each other's needs. And make sure that the kids, make sure that your kids know that your new marriage is unbreakable.
Absolutely.
Identify those love languages that each person in the family has. The biological parent should use the primary love languages for their children, and the step-parent using the following order of acts of service, gifts, words of affirmation, quality time, and physical touch. And we hope many of you will be able to come to the Weekend Remember coming up this fall. Over 1.5 million couples have developed a closer relationship in oneness with each other and with the Lord, and 96% of the past guests to the Weekend Remember had a positive, it had a positive impact on their marriage. So go to weekendremember.com. You can save $100 per couple when you use the group name or promo code Weekend Together. And if you have any further questions, you can call me at 412-337-3858, and there's plenty of those Family Life resources, either Family Life Blended or the Family Life app, which good materials on there too as well. And so just take advantage of that. And also Gayla Grace, we talked about before, has a book entitled Step Parenting with Grace. Is a devotional for blended families, and it's a great resource, as Gayla is in a blended family for a number of years.
Tim, I have a question. How many folks are you expecting at the Weekend to Remember this year?
Well, we hope to have the ballroom filled this year. We hope to have, because it's only one, September 23rd to 25th.
About 600 plus?
600 plus, right?
We hope you'll join us.
Yes, we hope that all of you will be there at the Weekend Remember and also be here next week as we come again together with another Help and Hope for Families broadcast. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, and we look forward to seeing you next week.